Fawcett Field, giving Wisconsin Rapids this two-run lead. The 0-2 from Cruz and Berry. That one misses outside for ball one. Grayson Schaefer's solo home run to lead off the second got the scoring started not only in this ball game, but in the first half for Wisconsin Rapids, being shut out 1-0 an evening ago at Warner Park. Out of the windup, Cruz and Berry, 10 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Breaking ball, shot the other way on the ground, charging in at third is McIntosh. He'll glove and throw to first just in time. It's a 5-3 put out of Justin Best to begin this fourth inning for the Raptors. Alex Harrell, the DH, hitting from the right side, is 1-for-1 in the contest, scoring one of the two Mallard runs. A one-out single for Alex back in the second inning is what he's done so far. Thomas Burns, the right-hander from Hortonville, and a recent Texas Longhorn commit, is throwing in the bullpen right now. First pitch from Cruz and Berry to Harrell, misses high for ball one. That was pitch 46 of the outing for Cruz and Berry. 3 1/3 worked so far for the right-hander. One of his outings this year saw him take home the Northwoods League Pitcher of the Day. The 1-0 pitch, check swing on that breaking ball. He went around, did Harrell. It's 1-1. That was back on Sunday, June 9th. Nearly a month ago here at home, it was one inning thrown as an opener for Thomas Burns, and then Cruz and Berry, 4 innings of shutout, one-hit ball against the Loggers as the 1-1 pitch bounced in for ball two. The right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, and Campbellsville University is been a nice addition to this Raptor team this season, was the opening day starter at Hare Baker Field way back when on Memorial Day. 2-1 breaking ball catches the inside corner. Alex Harrell not thrilled with that call, but it's now 2-2. Cruz and Berry in search of his third strikeout of the contest. Here it comes. Breaking ball hit in the air right side of the infield. Mason Onati, the second baseman, calling off Max McGuire to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Cruz and Berry, and it'll bring up Liam Moreno. Moreno a fly out to Raptor center fielder Aiden Teal to make the second out of the second inning and his first trip to the plate in this ball game. Open for a fantastic start to this three-game homestand for the Raptors. First pitch from Cruz and Berry to Moreno is bounced in for ball one. Raptor fans, tomorrow night, 6:35, back here at historic Witter Field. Some firework Friday action against the Green Bay Rockers. 1-0 pitch, a fastball on the inside corner, dotted by Cruz and Berry for a called strike. Quick working is Cruz and Berry, already ready to go out of the windup, the 1-1. Chasing away is Moreno on that outside corner delivery. It's 1-2. On deck is Spencer Capisi, Augie Gutierrez to follow. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball bounced in from Cruz and Berry, count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dashiell Duggar doing good work behind the plate here for the Raptors, him and Jack Mathey, the two rostered catchers. From UCLA is Duggar, and from Kent State is Mathey. The 2-2 pitch, that one nearly hitting Moreno, missing inside. It's now a full count on the Madison left fielder. Moreno not in the game last night, so this is his first second-half action right here. 3-2, two outs, nobody on. The payoff pitch from Cruz and Berry. Breaking ball, lined foul to left field out near the Raptor bullpen. We'll do the 3-2 again. Sure, Cruz and Berry would love to work a 1-2-3 top of this fourth inning and finish 4 frames of work, keeping the Raptors ahead. The next 3-2 from Cruz and Berry to Moreno. This one skied up on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Kyler McIntosh calling off everyone, and he makes the grab to retire the side. Tristan Cruz and Berry works a 1-2-3 fourth inning, and it's 4-2 Wisconsin Rapids as we head to the home half of the fourth on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom four here at Winter Field. We got some Independence Day trivia with our on-field MC, Hadley Peters. It's a happy Raptor crowd for the time being. They lead it 4-2 over the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of Raptor baseball here on the radio side of things, returning to you on WFHR. Back-to-back innings with home runs for these Raptors. A solo blast from Grayson Schaefer to lead off the second, and a three-run opposite field shot for Max McGuire. It's accounted for all four Raptor runs so far. They lead it 4-2. Walker Buchanan, Aiden Teal, Kyler McIntosh to lead off the inning. Once again, it's Tyler Schmidt, the starting right-hander from UW Lacrosse, back out on the hill. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Buchanan, a breaking ball. Check swing did not go around on the appeal down to first. It's 1-0. Buchanan, a strikeout victim against Schmidt back in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. Fastball ripped on the ground over to short. Schaffner plays it on the hop. We'll throw to first in time. It's a 6-3 putout of Buchanan to lead off this fourth inning. It'll be Aiden Teal who was hit by a pitch back in the second inning in search of his first official at-bat of the ball game. First pitch to Aiden Teal, swung on and missed downstairs. The 0-1 pitch playing in on the third base bag is Hamilton, as this one is skied in the air to center. Justin Best camping underneath after jogging back 10 feet makes the grab on that 90-mile-an-hour heater for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Kyler McIntosh. Liam McKillop, the right-hander from Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, is warming up down the line in right field for Madison. Kyler McIntosh from Columbus, Indiana, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He popped out to Blake Guerin in foul territory back in the first. First pitch fastball to McIntosh from Schmidt is fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Tracer Lopez out of the ninth spot in the on-deck circle to follow Tracer top of the order with Mason Onati. Out of the windup, Schmidt his 0-1. Showing bunt McIntosh, pulling back as that fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike. Kyler in the hole at 0-2. An 0-2 delivery working quick is Schmidt. Breaking ball tapped foul right off. McIntosh himself will do it again. Want to give a shout out to a Raptor who I saw walking into the stadium here today. Max Whitesell in attendance. It's right near the ticket office. Gave him a wave, said hello. Hope all is well with the Raptor stopper who began the season closing out ball games as the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. To retire the side. McIntosh down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3. Home half of the fourth inning. Six up, six down between Tristan Krusenberry and Tyler Schmidt in this inning. Through four innings of play, Thomas Burns will enter the fray when we return for the top of the fifth inning. Here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame as we enter the top of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR, your home for all 72 Rafter games this season. Four innings of work for Tristan Krusenberry, having the Rafters ahead 4-2 as he exits the contest. It's Thomas Burns, the right-hander from Hortonville in a recent commit over the weekend of Texas to face the 8-9-1 spots in this Madison order. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Mallards. Four runs, three hits, no errors for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters on this 4th of July matinee. First pitch to Capisi from the right-handed Burns, dribbled foul down the third baseline. Burns throwing in his fifth game of the season. His first four appearances, a 15.53 earned run average, a 3.86 whip for the right-hander. The 0-1. Fastball right down the chute, taken for strike two. He last threw an inning at Green Bay on June 26th. Picked up the loss, allowing four hits, three runs, walked one, and struck out two while facing eight rocker hitters. Capisi collected an RBI double back in the second inning. Burns looks into Duggar, comes set, the 0-2. Breaking ball got him chasing. Wipeout stuff there from Thomas Burns. Duggar on the drop third will gather and fire to first in time. Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville, going four innings in his third start of the season, allowing three hits, both runs on the board, which were earned. He walked one and struck out two on 55 pitches. Augie Gutierrez 0-for-1 in the contest. He grounded out back to Krusenberry on the mound to retire the side in the second. Righty on righty battle. Burns out of the windup, set, comes to a decision, rocks and fires. Fastball catching the top of the zone for a called strike. When we get to the home half of the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids, 9-1-2 spots due up Lopez, Onati, and Duggar. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, in the hole over to short. Lopez, backhand, throws from his back foot. It's in time. That's a pretty looking play that makes it look so easy from the glove of Tracer Lopez. Two up, two down for Burns here in the top of the fifth inning. Thomas Burns made his season debut at the Duck Pond against these Mallards. He threw one inning and allowed three hits on four runs. He then threw at Madison a couple of appearances later on the 14th of June, in which he allowed four runs on five hits. He's one pitch away from working a 1-2-3 inning against Madison here at home. Top of the order, Jake Schaffner. First pitch breaking ball on the outside corner is called a strike. Burns looks locked in right now. He is dialed, and you can tell after his recent commitment, he's kicking it into high gear, getting ready for his first fall down in Austin. The 0-1 pitch to the left-handed hitting Schaffner misses down to the dirt for ball one. Schaffner 1-for-2 in the ball game, doubled in the first and scored. He struck out swinging to lead off the third. 10 on the pitch clock for Burns. Hands held high, the 1-1. Missing low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Now the count on Schaffner. A run in the first and second for Madison. Schaefer's home run in the second for Wisconsin Rapids. And McGuire's home run in the third as our scoring up to this point. 2-1 to Schaffner, a fastball, shooting the knees and working the inside corner as Burns, it's called a strike to make it 2-2. Could be a big pitch here for Thomas Burns. Raptors leading by 2 in the fifth. And here it comes. Breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. It's 3-2. Burns was the Friday night guy at Arizona State in his freshman year. An ERA under 4 for the right-hander. The 3-2. Breaking ball, check swing, dribbled foul down the third base side out of the reach of Kirk Schreider, the field manager for the Raptors, who is in a bit of a different spot than he normally is. He's on the perch on the opposite side of his managerial seat in the third base dugout. Another 3-2 here in the battle between Burns and Schaffner with two outs and nobody aboard here in this top of the fifth inning. The payoff pitch. Fastball got him swinging. Climbing the ladder is Thomas Burns. He's worked a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen here against the Madison Mallards. We head to the home half of the fifth inning in Wisconsin Rapids. Two up for the Raptors, 9-1-2. Lopez, Onati, and Duggar when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and
Summer
Mom had
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
9-1-2 spots to up for the Raptors. It's the home half of the fifth inning on the 4th of July from historic Winterfield. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, returning to you on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. New pitcher in the ballgame for Madison. It's the right-hander number 28, Liam McKillop, as the first pitch from McKillop to Lopez is called a strike. Schmidt's day is done. Tyler, that is, the right-hander from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, 67 pitches in four innings this afternoon. McKillop's 0-1. Breaking ball, Lopez drives in the air center field, sending Justin Best back. But he had a good jump on it off the bat to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Three hits allowed by the right-hander Schmidt, four runs, all of which were earned. Walked one and struck out seven Raptor hitters in this ballgame. McKillop, a native of Chicago, coming to us from Southern University of Illinois, Edwardsville. To the top of the order we go. Mason Onati's 1-for-2 in this ballgame. He grounded out to his second base counterpart, Augie Gutierrez, back in the first inning and singled, later scoring on that Max McGuire 3-run homer in the third. Count begins 1-0 on Mason as that delivery misses outside. Set is McKillop, first base side of the rubber, the 1-0 pitch. That one misses the inside corner for ball two. McKillop, 6'2", right-hander. This is his season, Northwoods League, and Madison debut. Cruz and Berry and Schmidt, a couple of right-handers getting the start here this afternoon. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball missing up and away, three balls. And no strikes now on the Raptors, second baseman. Cashel Duggar on deck, Max McGuire will follow. The 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway is called a strike on Onati, and it's now 3-1. Seeing the Mallards eight times in the month of June to the Raptors. Now as we enter July, it's mentioned a lot of Wausau games. The 3-1. Breaking ball flipped right over the heart of the plate. Onati watches it go by for strike two. Trying to get this Raptor offense started with one down here in the frame. Wisconsin Rapids in search of their 16th win of the season and their first win of the second half. The payoff pitch from Killup. This one hit on the ground over to third. That gets by an outstretched glove of Hamilton into left field. Onati hits the bag at first. He's looking for two, taking a spill in left field is Liam Moreno. No throw to be made. It is a one-out double for Mason Onati and a multi-hit game for the Powell, Ohio native here this afternoon. Cashel Duggar 0 for 2 with a pair of punchies today as a chance to drive home a run with Onati in scoring position and one down. Duggar went down swinging in the first and third. Doesn't have to worry about facing Tyler Schmidt anymore now with McKellop on the mound. Flying in over at third is Hamilton on the corner. The first baseman, Blake Guerin, well back in the hole, as are the middle infield position. Schaffner, the shortstop, working in and out, covering Onati at second base. First pitch to Duggar, swing and a drive. Deep right field, Dickerson back at the track, at the wall. That one is over the scoreboard. Cashel Duggar, a two-run home run. His first is a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor, and it is 6-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is home run city here this afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. That's the third Raptor home run of the ball game. The Castle Pines, Colorado native and UCLA Bruin over and out. They lead it by four. The 2-3-4 spots all with long balls here today. All six Raptor runs. Driven in via the homer, and it's now Max McGuire to the dish. McKillop, first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires a breaking ball on the outer edge. That's called a strike. It's been fun here at Winterfield. Happy 4th of July. Raptors bats providing some midday fireworks. The 0-1 pitch. Chasing away at that breaking ball off the outer edge is McGuire. It's nothing in two. Alongside Max's three-run homer that he had in his last trip in the third, went down swinging against the starter Schmidt to retire the side in the first inning. The 0-2 pitch home from McKillop to McGuire misses low and away. A ball and two strikes now. Fresh start to the season for the Raptors, and although they were shut out 1-0 last night, they're putting that in the rear view and a chance here to get out on the right foot with a three-game homestand. 1-2 pitch bounced in right out in front of home plate. Now two balls and two strikes on the Wisconsin Rapids first baseman. Similar to what we saw the Raptors have scheduling-wise to begin the season and the first half, it was one game at Fond du Lac, four consecutive then here at Winterfield from Tuesday to Friday. Not as much the same here, but three straight home games to begin the second half, not a bad way to start things off. As the 2-2 fastball misses low and away, McGuire's worked it from 0-2 to full here in his third plate appearance this afternoon. Looking for a pitch to drive here is Max, and looking to continue this Raptor offensive surge here in the middle innings. The 3-2. Breaking ball, chasing away on that one. Low and out is McGuire. Down on strikes for the second time in this ball game is Max. Two down, nobody aboard here in the home half of the fifth. Grayson Schaefer, 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Had a loud swing of the bat to lead off the second. A solo blast, 411 feet, a no-doubt shot to right center. First run put up by the Raptors. in the second half. Schaefer went down swinging back in the third inning in his last trip up. Righty on righty battle. First pitch. Schaefer swings and a miss on that breaking ball. It's 0-1. When we get to the top of the sixth inning, four Madison, 2-3-4 spots, two up lefty, righty, righty. Davis Hamilton, Corbin Dickerson, and Blake Garrett. The 0-1 home. Fastball right down the chute is in there for a called strike two. No balls, two strikes on the rafter, designated hitter. Two runs put up on the frame. A two-run blast from Cashel Duggar over the right field video board. The 0-2. Pulling that one is McKellop, missing low and away for ball one. It's DeGatti on deck, Buchanan to follow Wisconsin Rapids, a four-run lead. Thomas Burns, how about him in the top of this inning? A 1-2-3 frame against the 8-9-1 spots in the Madison order. The Mallards have gotten his goat this season. First two innings thrown against Madison, both on the road. He's allowed seven runs as the 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed by Schaefer. He's down on strikes. Rafters send five to the plate. How about a two-run homer? His first here at Winter Field and his first as a Rafter for Cashel Duggar, making it a 6-2 ball game. We're through five innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are...
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfect fit.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the top of the sixth inning from historic Winter Field. Another frame coming up for Thomas Burns out of the Rafter bullpen. 6-2 the score, Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, returning to you here on this 4th of July. First pitch from Burns to the left-handed hitting Davis Hamilton. A fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. Two runs on three hits and no errors for the Mallards. Six runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Burns is 0-1. This one is tapped foul by Hamilton. Quickly 0-2 the count on the Mallard third baseman. Thomas Burns a dozen pitches out of the bullpen in the fifth inning that he worked. First inning for him out of the pen, fifth inning in this ballgame, I should add. And following up Tristan Krusenberry's four innings of work today. 0-2 the count, Burns set out of the windup, 14 on the pitch clock. It's his signals from Cashel Duggar, the payoff. Elevates that heater, but it misses upstairs for ball one. Cashel Duggar in the home half of the fifth. Over and out, a solo blast clearing the right field video board here at Winter Field, his first as a Rafter and making it a 6-2 Wisconsin Rapids lead. Burns' 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, got him looking. Hamilton down on strikes. That's three punch outs in an inning and a third for Thomas Burns. Burns has acknowledged it himself in his time here in Wisconsin Rapids. The very talented right-hander has struggled thus far. Obviously, just committing to Texas to throw for the Longhorns in his second collegiate season. He's got the stuff. He's got the size. He has the build. Starting to put it all together here this summer as he starts Corbin Dickerson off with a first-pitch breaking ball that misses high. He's faced Madison twice this season, both at Warner Park, each only one inning appearances and a combined 7 runs allowed in those two outings. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball to Dickerson, shot in the air the other way, shallow right field to Gotti closing in on it, but it will drop foul. Count evens a ball and a strike here on the right-handed hitting Corbin Dickerson. Blake Guerin's on deck, then it's Justin Best. 3 left-handed hitters in the order this afternoon for Madison manager Donnie Scott. All 3 hitting in the top 5. Madison's 2 runs coming in the first and second frames, 1 in each. Rafters putting up 1 in the second, 3 in the third, and now 2 here in the fifth. 0-2 pitch, Dickerson golfs this one in the air right field. Degatti trotting over, about 5 feet out in front of the warning track on the foul line to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down here in the top of the sixth inning. Blake Guerin, the right-handed hitting first baseman, is not only 0-4 in the game, but he's 0-4 in the series. Was 0-4 last night at the Duck Pond. Struck out looking against Tristan Krusenberry to end the first, and he hit into a inning-ending 6-4-3 double play against Cruz back in the third. That was a huge twin killing that the right-hander was able to register. Pitch from Burns to Guerin, power on power, a fastball just missing the outside corner for ball one. A lot of size here in this matchup. Burns measuring in at 6'4", 208. Guerin 6'6", 285. Out of the windup, Thomas Burns' 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball, lined into left field. It's down in front of Walker Buchanan for a base hit. The Shoreview Minnesota Natives got his first hit of the second half of the season. It's a 2-out single against Thomas Burns here in the top of the sixth inning at Winter Field. Justin Best 0-2 in the ballgame. The Florida State product coming off his freshman season. Lined out to Max McGuire at first base in the second inning. Grounded out to third base to lead off the fourth. Yesterday, Best was the DH at home out of the sixth spot and went 0-3. A ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. So, similar to Guerin, Justin Best entering today in search of his first second half knock. Burns set out of the stretch. First pitch to Best is fouled straight back to the netting, protecting the home plate club. Alex Harrell, the DH on deck. Liam Moreno will follow. Burns working third base side of the rubber. That base hit from Guerin, the fourth of the ball game for Madison. The 0-1. Breaking ball, ripped into right field. It's down for a base hit in front of Jorge Degatti. Back-to-back two-out singles here for the Mallards in the sixth inning. They're threatening for Alex Harrell. Rafters 2 more at home against Green Bay, and they'll have more homestands this month. If you're looking for a place to stay when visiting the Rafters from out of town, there's no better place to do so than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Burns to the right-handed hitting Harrell misses low and away for ball one. Mike Spears, the Rafter pitching coach, calls time, makes a jog out to the hill to talk it over with the tall right-hander. Burns retiring the first 5 hitters he faced in this ballgame out of the pen, but has given up a couple of 2-out singles to Blake Guerin and Justin Best. Wisconsin Rapids still leading it by 4. All 6 runs for the Rafters today coming via the long ball. Grayson Schaefer, Max McGuire, and Cashel Duggar all leaving the yard thus far. Mound meeting adjourned. Burns will go back to work trailing in the count 1-0 on Madison's DH. Harrell 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He singled and scored the game's first run in the top of the second. Popped out to Rafter second baseman Mason O'Nady. He's second out of a 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Krusenberry back in the fourth. Burns set. Guerin dancing off second. The 1-0 pitch to Harrell. Swung on, hit in the air, right field once again near the foul line, drifting over as Jorge Degatti to make the grab and retire the side. A couple of 2-out singles for Madison, but they leave them both on base. Two scoreless innings for Thomas Burns out of the Raptor bullpen on this 4th of July. To the home half of inning 6 we go. 5-6-7 to up for the Raptors. Jorge Degatti, Walker Buchanan, and Aiden Teal when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Home half of the 6th inning from historic Winter Field. Raptors leave the Mallard 6-2. On this 4th of July, Andy Ockham returning to on Raptor Radio. Jorge Degatti leaving off the inning, taking a pitch outside for ball one from the new pitcher into the ballgame. That is the 6'4 southpaw from the College of New Jersey, Jackson Maloof. Just one inning of work from Liam McKillop in his Northwoods League in Madison debut as the 1-0 pitch from the left-hander to Degatti misses low for ball two. McKillop allowing two hits, two runs, both earned, both off the bat of Cashel Duggar, his first home run. As a Raptor, did not walk a Raptor, did McKillop, and he struck out two on 19 pitches. 2-0 to Degatti, swung on and missed. An outside corner fastball from Maloof is now 2-1. Degatti 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Struck out swinging in the second, did Jorge, and grounded out to short back in the third. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Once again, working outer third is Maloof. It's 2-2. This is also Maloof's first appearance both in the Northwoods League and with Madison here this summer, similar to McKillop an inning ago. He worked 61 innings as a starter for the College of New Jersey this past spring as a 2-2 backdoor breaking ball swung on and missed. Degatti down on strikes. Walker Buchanan 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out swinging in the second. He grounded out to short back in the fourth inning. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Madison. Six runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Maloof, an ERA under 3.3 this past spring, 3.25 to be exact. How about this? Multiple double-digit strikeout games as the first pitch to Buchanan in there for a called strike. He threw a complete game at William Patterson back on March 30th. Get a load of this. 16 strikeouts in 9 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 3 runs, 2 of them earned as the 0-1 pitch to Buchanan lasered into left field for a base hit. Buchanan aboard for the first time in this ballgame. It's a one-out single. And Aiden Teal will look to reach for a second time. He's 0-for-1 in 2 plate appearances is Aiden. He was hit by a pitch in the second, and his last time up flew out to center field. His center field counterpart on the opposing end, Justin Best. Muhlenberg College, his second start of the season. Talking about Jackson Maloof still. 7 innings, allowed 3 runs and 3 hits. He struck out 12 His second to last start of the season at Montclair State on April 27th was his third and final double-digit strikeout contest, punching out 10. Prior to the first pitch, Buchanan picked off first. Guerin's throw into second, tag applied by Schaffner in time. That's that left-handed move to first base that some lefties perfect and craft oh so well. Buchanan caught leaning. Now two outs and nobody aboard before Aiden Teal even seals the pitch here in his third plate appearance of the ball game. 66 strikeouts to 29 walks this past spring for Maluth in college as the first pitch breaking ball to Teal misses upstairs for ball one. 5-2 record for the Southpaw at the College of New Jersey. It's the 1-0 pitch. This is low and away. Now two balls and no strikes on Teal. Looking at his career statistics, he has had an ERA under 4 in all three college seasons. He had a 2.81 ERA, did Maluth. 11 appearances, I should say, all being starts as the 2-0 pitch shot into left center. Best closing in on the gap. A lot of speed there for Justin Best to make the grab and retire the side. Maluth in his first inning in the Northwoods League and with Madison this summer faces the minimum. We are through six innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. Your Rafters leading the Mallards by a score of 6-2. To the top of the seventh we go. More Thomas Burns for you. When we return to Witter Field, 789 due up on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top seven here in Wisconsin Rapids, Liam Moreno, Connor Capisi, Augie Gutierrez, 7-8-9 for Madison to lead off this inning against Thomas Burns. Raptor right-hander in his third inning of relief work fires a first pitch fastball to Moreno for a called strike. Andy Jakob returning to you here on Rafters Radio. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials on this 4th of July at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thanks so much for spending today with us. 0-1 pitch from Burns is a breaking ball, and it's a beauty right down the heart of the plate for a called strike two. Burns working quick as well, his first appearance out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. This summer, 0-2 fastball misses away. Two runs on five hits, no errors for Madison, six runs, six hits. No errors for Wisconsin Rapids. All six runs for the Rafters today driven in via the long ball. Solo home run for Grayson Schaefer in the second. A three-run Oppo Taco shot for Max McGuire in the third. And a two-run blast for Cashel Duggar in the fifth. 0-2 pitch rolled over on the ground to third base. Kyler McIntosh gloves the two-hop and fires a dart to first base in time for the first out of the inning. Connor Capisi, the right-handed hitting catcher, is 1-for-2 in the ballgame so far. RBI double for Connor back in the second. He struck out swinging. The first batter, Thomas Burns, faced in the fifth inning. Burns following up Tristan Crusenberry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, and Campbellsville University. Crusenberry, four innings of three-hit ball today, allowing both runs for Madison. First pitch breaking ball to Capisi. Flops right in there for a called strike down the middle of the plate for Burns. 55 pitches for Crusenberry, walking one, striking out two. Burns set, rocks and fires the 0-1. Fastball missing away to even the count and a ball and a strike. This has been a huge confidence-boosting appearance out of the bullpen for Burns. 2 1/3, that was his 31st pitch thrown. He's allowed just two hits, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. The 1-1 misses low and away for ball two. That's been Burns' biggest concern so far with the Raptors this summer. Walks, his control. He's got strong put-away stuff. You've seen that in his three strikeouts so far this afternoon. Good command of the off-speed and a heavy heater. But sometimes the zone is non-existent for him. It's the 2-1 fastball in on the hands and fouled straight back for Capisi. It is now 2-2 on the Mallard catcher. And when you talk to Mike Spears and this Raptor coaching staff and even some of his fellow pitchers, they'll say there's no doubt that Thomas is the most talented arm on this staff in terms of his ceiling and what he can grow to. It's just a matter of him ironing out the details right now and getting more consistent. He'll acknowledge that himself, too. 2-2 pitch to Capisi, just misses the outside corner, and it's now a full count on the 8-hole hitter for Donnie Scott. Augie Gutierrez on deck, top of the order, with the shortstop of the Mallards, Jake Schaffner, to follow. The 3-2 from Thomas Burns. That one misses inside for ball four. 6-pitch walk drawn by Capisi. He's aboard for the second time in this ballgame with one out here in the seventh. First walk issued by Thomas Burns. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the contest with a pair of groundouts. Augie grounded out back to the mound with Tristan Crusenberry back in the second inning and rolled over on one to short and Tracer Lopez to make the second out of the fifth inning. Matchup 10 of 12 between the Mallards and Raptors this season, going on right now in front of our very eyes here at historic Winter Field. This is the 35th Raptor ballgame of the summer. Hard to believe. Time flies when you're having fun. We're already into the second half of the campaign. Prior to the first pitch to Gutierrez, a quick pickoff move from Burns to McGuire, giving a look at Capisi over on first base. Burns a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can generate another ground ball off the bat of Gutierrez here. The first pitch, fastball right down the heart of the plate, is called a strike. 90 on that heater from the right-hander, the newest member of the Texas Longhorns program, committed over the weekend during the two-day break for Wisconsin Rapids. Burns that. The 0-1. Swing and a miss on that elevated inside fastball. It's 0-2 on Gutierrez. Burns spending his first season down in Tempe at Arizona State University in the Pac-12 Conference. No longer existing as the Pac-12. He'll go to the Big 12 as a sophomore for those Longhorns. Another pickoff move over to first prior to the 0-2. Burns is fine facing the top of the order. He did strike out Jake Schaffner in his last plate appearance in the fifth inning. But you know he'd love an inning-ending double play ball here. Right-hander set. 7 on the pitch clock, the 0-2. This is upstairs. Duggars back pick over to first, not in time. Capisi not even having to slide to get back to the first base bag. 1:05 first pitch here this afternoon. We're nearing the two-hour mark. Already top 7. Good pace to this game here. Both pitchers from the start throwing a lot of strikes, and both bullpens throwing strikes as well. Only one walk was issued by Raptor pitching yesterday. Two today, one being the most recent plate appearance for Madison of Connor Capisi. On the Mallard side, they've used three arms, Tyler Schmidt, Liam McKillop, and Jackson Maloof. Schmidt has issued a walk, but that's the only walk being given out so far this afternoon with the Raptors at the dish. The 1-2 from Burns, breaking ball, missing out the left-handed batter's box, count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The walk taken by Wisconsin Rapids, came to lead off the third inning. That was a six-pitch free pass issued to Tracer Lopez. He later scored on the Max McGuire three-run homer. Burns set, the 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner, got him looking. Gutierrez down on strikes for the first time in this ballgame. Two away with a runner on first here in the top of the seventh inning. Jake Schaffner, 1-for-3 in the ballgame. His leadoff double to start the contest in the first plated him as the first run in this ballgame. Since then, though, a couple of strikeouts, as mentioned, against Burns his last time up to end the fifth, and against Krusenberry to lead off the third. Righty on lefty battle here. Thomas Burns in pursuit of three scoreless frames out of the rafters stable this afternoon. The first pitch to Schaffner. Breaking ball made him look foolish. Swinging right through that one that ended up near his back foot to make it 0-1. Davis Hamilton on deck, Corbin Dickerson to follow. When we get to the home half of the seventh post stretch for Wisconsin Rapids, it will be Kyler McIntosh, Tracer Lopez, and Mason Odati. 8-9-1. The 0-1 delivery. Fouled straight back. Another off-speed delivery from Burns to Schaffner. It's 0-2 now on the Mallard shortstop. Looking to issue Schaffner his third strikeout of the contest. Still leading off first after drawing a six-pitch walk with one away is the Mallard catcher, Connor Capisi. Burns comes set. The 0-2. That fastball just misses the outer edge for ball one on Schaffner. Love the Raptors specialty uniforms they got today. They'll wear them a couple more times before being auctioned off, similar to what we saw with the Agriculture Day jerseys back on Sunday, June 16th. The American flag resemblance there in a home white fashion. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back off the netting right behind the Raptor dugout. And how about our team photographer? Jen Reagan down the third baseline, ending up with that foul ball. Giving it to a lucky youngster in attendance here at Witter Field. We'll do the 1-2 again from Thomas Burns to Jake Schaffner. The intern crew happy that we're back home as well. It was a long travel stretch the week leading into the end of the first half. Obviously wrapping up the first half here at Sunday, but starting the second half on the road last night. A ball and two strikes, the payoff delivery from Burns. Fastball rolled over on the ground, softly tapped to second. Odati charging in, gloves, and fires to first in time. Thomas Burns has worked three scoreless innings out of the Rafter bullpen, issuing a walk but leaving him on the bases as we head to the home half of the seventh inning from historic Witter Field. 6-2 the score on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well, want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Mallards, the home half of the seventh inning. A longer break in between innings, the seventh inning stretch, and God Bless America sung both by our very own marketing director here with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Griffin Furcus. A fantastic rendition getting us into this home half of the seventh inning with your Rafters leading the Mallards by a score of 6-2. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR. That's Siler Tangler, the right-hander from Arkansas State University Mountain Home, the fourth pitcher used today by Donnie Scott. Jackson Maloof, an inning thrown for the Southpaw in his Northwoods League debut and his Mallards debut. 10 pitches fired in. He allowed a hit. No runs, no walks, and a punch out. He faced the minimum after allowing a one-out single to Walker Buchanan. He picked Walker off prior to throwing the first pitch to Aiden Teal. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Madison. 6 runs, 6 hits on no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 8-9-1 due up against Tangler. The first pitch to Kyler McIntosh. Misses high for ball one. The 10th matchup between the teams here this season. 5th here at Winterfield. Wisconsin Rapids looking to win their 4th game here at home against Madison on the campaign as the 1-1 foul back. Now 1-2 on McIntosh. Should say 1-1 on that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It started back earlier in June, the 5th through the 9th here. It was a 2-game set at Madison and then the next 2 days here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Mallards sweat the Rafters at their home yard as the 1-1 fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Then the home and home here at Witter Field saw the first game go to Madison on that Friday night, and the Rafters won the fourth and final game of the consecutive as the 1-2 breaking ball blooped into left center field. It's down for a base hit. Kyler McIntosh's first hit of the ballgame and of the second half finds him aboard to lead off the seventh inning. From there, it was 2 games the next week, Friday, Saturday in Madison. Rafters swept there, and then they came home to sweep the Mallards a week later on the 21st and 22nd. So Wisconsin Rapids now in their 5th game at home. They're 3-1 against the Mallards at home so far this season, but they're 0-5 at the Duck Pond. 18 away games for Wisconsin Rapids entering today. 5 wins and 13 losses. They're a great team here at home. They're an over 500 team here at home. Entering today with an overall record of 15-19. So they are 10-6 here at Witter Field. First pitch swinging is Tracer Lopez. Right over the top of that fastball, it's 0-1. They're looking to get 5 games above 500 at home on the season. It's their road play that has really been their Achilles heel so far. McIntosh leading off first. Guerin holding him on here, the 0-1. This is low and away. Count evens a ball and a strike on Lopez. Tracer 0-for-1 and 2 plate appearances in this ballgame. He started his day off drawing a 6-pitch walk, the only walk issued to Rafter hitting thus far to begin the third. He flew out to center field as well to lead off the 5th inning. 1-1 the count. The next delivery from Tangler is fouled straight back to Lopez. It's now 1-2. That base hit from McIntosh, the seventh knock of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids. All six runs have been driven in via the long ball. A solo home run in the bottom of the second from Grayson Schaefer, his second of the season, both here at Winter Field. Max McGuire hit his fourth of the campaign, a three-run opposite field blast, an inning later. 1-2 delivery, a fastball missing outside. The Lopez count evens 2-2. McGuire, out of his four homers, two of them are grand slams. Three of them are here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 slide step delivery from